Welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today, we're bringing you a podcast briefing on trends in data governance. I'm Hannah Smoltrie, news writer for SearchDataManagement.com. Our subject today is data governance, otherwise known as the overall management of the availability, usability, integrity, and security of the data employed in an enterprise. It's the discipline which helps companies stay in compliance with regulations like Sarbanes-Oxley and avoid costly and embarrassing data breaches. But data governance isn't a problem that's easy to solve. It has more to do with people and process than with technology tools, and a significant part of data governance involves changing corporate culture, which is easier said than done. To sort this all out, I'm talking to Gwen Thomas, the president of the Data Governance Institute, and also the publisher of the Institute's flagship website, socks-online.com. She has designed successful data governance programs for Fortune 500 and smaller organizations. She has also served as a corporate knowledge manager, a teacher of college English classes, and editor of a literary magazine. Thank you for talking with us today, Gwen.
Thank you very much.
So, Gwen, how do you define data governance in about 100 words or less?
Sure. Data governance refers to the organizational bodies, rules, decision rights, and accountabilities of people and information systems as they perform data-related processes. You know, it's different from management. Management exists to make decisions and then execute on them. Management's hierarchical. A corporate org chart has one manager in each of its boxes. But what happens when decisions need to involve many branches and levels of the org chart? That's when you need governance, the structure for making decisions. Data governance creates the rules of engagement we all agree to use as we manage people and data.
So you can't just buy software to solve a governance problem.
I'm afraid not. The key is processes, decision-making, rulemaking, issue resolution, change management, and communications. Now, there are tools that can help you manage issues and change. And governance decisions can often result in controls that need to be embedded into your organization's software. But governance itself, that's all about people and organizational bodies. We like to say that data governance has three missions: to proactively make rules that balance the needs of single stakeholders against the needs of the enterprise. The second is reacting to those issues. And the third mission is to serve and protect data stakeholders.
So are there different types of data governance programs, and what do they have in common?
Well, the reason you have data governance may be to focus on any of a number of needs. Some programs focus on operational needs, data integrations, for instance, some on data quality, some on risk and controls. Others focus on compliance and privacy. But whatever the focus, all of the programs tend to have common goals: to enable decision-making, to protect the needs of data stakeholders through checks and balances, to reduce operational friction, to train management and staff to adopt a common approach to data issues, really to train how people think about data. They may have a goal of building standard repeatable processes to reduce costs and increase effectiveness through the coordination of efforts. That's really hard in our complex environments. And a big one is to ensure the transparency of processes.
Now, I really want to talk about this. Your book, Alpha Males and Data Disasters, The Case for Data Governance, was just published this October 2006. Congratulations. Please tell us about why you chose that title and what the book is about.
Sure. Of course, it can be a dry subject, and we wanted to create a book that was anything but dry. So we looked at two pieces of this. First, data disasters are on everyone's mind these days. The Privacy Rights Clearinghouse has tracked 93 million records which have been potentially compromised just since February of 2005. And, of course, that's in hundreds of incidents, and the cost to companies is huge, and the cost to individuals whose private information has been disclosed can be very large. So we looked at data disasters and all the different ways that they occur, and then we started looking at root causes, And the more you started peeling that onion, the more it came down to so many of these were caused by individuals who were taking risks that they really just were not empowered to take. And I'm not talking about the top dogs, the alpha males at the organization who are sitting at the top of that management hierarchy, but more likely it was individuals located, oh, 5 or 6 layers below who were emulating this behavior of alphas, the one that says it's okay to take risks, that you should turn everything into a competition, that winning is all, that you should never show weakness, and that, for goodness sake, don't ask for directions even if you don't know where you're going. So the danger is having people low in the organization emulating this behavior without having the perspective to understand the risks that are involved. So we use this prototype of that we all understand what an alpha male is to illustrate some of the do's and don'ts around data governance.
That's great. So you're not suggesting that men are responsible for all data disasters. That's our alpha male instincts.
No, but, you know, there just isn't a gender-neutral term that describes this phenomenon the same way that that one does.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm wondering about the state of data governance in the corporate world these days. In your travels and talks, do you get the sense that companies are effectively addressing the problems?
They're starting to, absolutely. Many companies are putting in place governance programs to address privacy or protect sensitive data, certainly to support compliance and to help different parts of the organization work together. The big trend here is that they are going from informal practices to more formal practices, that they're bringing together representatives from different branches of the corporate org chart to agree on the key rules of engagement as they work together to address data issues.
Are there any new tools or resources or techniques out there that can help companies with their data governance programs?
There are plenty of old established tools that help a governance group track issues and manage change. And there are lots of tools, especially new tools, to manage master data that include workflows and accountability functionality. But, you know, those alone really won't produce good governance. Since your mission with governance is to bring clarity from complexity and help stakeholders work together to introduce checks and balances and support accountability, you really need a framework to organize your thoughts, and you need a methodology to organize your actions.
And are there established frameworks or methodologies out there, or is that something you need to come up with on your own?
Most people have been having to create their own. The Data Governance Institute is introducing a framework November 1st and a methodology December 1st.
What are some other key trends in data governance now?
Using governance to support SOA and master data management is a really big one.
And when you say SOA, you're referring to a service-oriented architecture?
Absolutely. And bringing together governance with metadata management, since there's a really big overlap, and also using governance to set the policies that data quality programs are expected to work towards.
So master data management comes into play here as well as other areas of data management.
Absolutely. If you think of the role of governance as setting the rules and then policies that others must obey, and then also coming back to monitor and measure those, then you can see that there's a natural alignment that occurs between governance and quality governance and master data management governance and other areas of data management.
Mm. So I've heard this a couple times. What about those lone data managers or departments that know their companies have a data problem but don't feel like they're in a position to begin to solve the problem? What do you say to them?
The first thing is to raise awareness with the rest of the organization. First, let's keep in mind that you do have some kind of governance in play. It's probably just very informal. If you want to create a more formal program so that you can start addressing issues in a more formal way, then your critical step is to raise awareness by stressing that your data problems are risk management problems. This is great because executives speak the language of risk management. You want to point out that your data, whether it's at rest, whether it's being moved, whether it's being displayed, whether it's being transformed in some way, your data is always at risk. And even more importantly, in today's compliance environment, your data represents risk, risk that you won't be able to maintain the privacy of your client's information, or that you won't be able to protect your own sensitive information, or that your data will be combined or reported on in such a way that it leads your executives to the wrong conclusions. So if you can represent your data concerns in terms of risk, now you have set it up so that your executives can compare apples to apples and they can understand how your concerns are on the critical path their other existing concerns.
Great advice. Are there any other ways that companies can get started with a data governance program without spending any money on software consultants?
Oh, sure. You can do this without spending a dime. Start collecting and connecting what you already have to work with. For instance, has your data department created maps that show the connection between systems and the data that they use? If so, share this. There are plenty of people that are going to want this information. Have you identified data stakeholders? For instance, those groups that are interested in this information, those that are producing data or using data or are setting standards that for risk or compliance or security, legal issues. Let them know about each other. You can set up a community in without spending any money. And when you introduce them to each other, then you'll start understanding common concerns. And when they need to agree, when your data stakeholders need to agree on actions, then you can ask them to step back and formally decide how to decide. What will be done and by whom and how and following what processes? What rules will the group be using, and how will their success be monitored and measured? These are meta questions, not typical management questions, meta questions that are really the essence of governance. And asking these questions and having your group agree upon them doesn't have to cost you a dime.
Well, thank you so much for all of your insight, Gwen. To learn more or to order a copy of Alpha Males and Data Disasters, The Case for Data Governance, visit datagovernance.com. To reach Gwen and the Data Governance Institute, you can also email gwen.thomas@datagovernance.com, and that information will also be on our searchdatamanagement.com website as well. You can also see Gwen speaking at many data governance conferences and events. She'll be giving a keynote at the Data Governance Conference produced by DebTech International and Wilshire Conferences, happening December 4th through 7th, 2006 in Orlando, Florida. And for more podcasts, articles, and expert tips on data governance and data management in general, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Visit our website to find articles about building a data governance structure, handling the data security culture shift, understanding master data management, and managing rogue data. Also, check out our special report on data quality, a useful collection of articles and tips about data quality. Well, I hope you've learned more about trends in data governance. If there are other podcasts you'd be interested in hearing or other things you'd like to see covered on searchdatamanagement.com, please email me anytime. Remember, I'm Hannah Smoltry, and you can reach me at hsmoltry@techtarget.com. And you can always find my email address and more information about our editors by visiting searchdatamanagement.com and clicking Meet the Editors at the bottom of the page. Signing off, I'm Hannah Smoltry, news writer. Thank you again for listening to this exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast about trends in data governance.